This webcast is a production of the Library Science Program at the University of Missouri, Columbia.
Welcome to On the Job, coming to you from the Verizon Room in Townsend Hall on the University of Missouri, Columbia campus. Brought to you by the School of Information Science and Learning Technologies, On the Job interviews students and alums from the Library Science Program who are currently working in the library and information field. This is Chris LeBeau, your host for this segment. Today I'm speaking with Heather Hill, who is enrolled in the School of Information Science and Learning Technologies at MU and who is working on her doctoral degree. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Heather, you are the first doc student that I've interviewed on this show, so let's begin by having you tell us where you went to college, what you majored in, and the path that led you to your MLS degree.
Okay. I went to my undergrad at UMKC. My degree is in English literature. Then I went into it. Well, it took me a while to graduate from my undergrad because I wasn't for sure what I wanted to do. And I had a really good undergraduate advisor who said that library science would be a smashing career for me. And
what a smart person.
I know, I agree. When I looked into actually what went on in the field of library science, I said, man, that's it. That's what I want to do. And I got a job at the library with the help of a faculty mentor and worked on the reference desk, and about 4 months later, I was accepted into the LIS program here at MU.
Terrific, and I should say that I had the privilege of working with Heather at UMKC, which is still one of the places I work, and Heather worked with us on the reference desk, and she's an excellent reference librarian, but she also did some other work. She worked on web development and maintenance for us. Up in technical services, is that correct?
Yes. I had a rather unique position in that I was in the front of the house and the back of the house. I got to interact with patrons on the reference desk as well as doing web design in the back and working in things like accessibility.
Yeah, and I've done that too, and I think it's a wonderful combination.
Yeah.
You get to correct things or create things on the web and then actually go out and see how patrons are using
right.
them, and it's invaluable.
It definitely gives you a broader view of what's happening in the library.
Exactly. So now, you were working at UMKC, and you're studying for your MLS, which is in Columbia. So how long did it take you to actually get the MLS?
I finished the program in 2 years, and I was attending classes full-time and working at the library part-time.
Okay. And you accomplished this while you were living in Kansas City. A lot of people come into my office and say, how do I do this if I'm living in Kansas City? Isn't the program in Columbia? So can you explain for listeners how one does this?
Well, from Kansas City, it was actually quite easy because we have a kind of satellite campus there. There are in-person classes available in the Kansas City area, as well as the classes that are available through MU Direct over the Blackboard system. Between the combination of those two things, I came to campus actually only 3 times during my master's program, and that was for a GovDocs class that was taught by Charlie Phoebe.
Great, and I would highly recommend that all our students in Kansas City try to get down to the main campus at least once while they're here. You don't have to take a course there, but definitely try to get down there and see MU, because a lot of them don't. And it's a nice place, don't you think?
It is a great campus, and the time that I did get to spend on campus was nice, because then you get to see a lot more people in person that you'd only met through Blackboard or through online interactions.
Yeah, and you get to meet the faculty.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have to make an appointment, but I think it's worth the effort to
Absolutely.
Do that and just feel a little more connected to what's going on. Great. Now, after you received your MLS, you went off to work in the larger world. What did you decide to do?
I obtained a position at the Kansas City Public Library working on a grant-funded project called KFU Research. And that is a Kauffman-funded project, and our job was to create a database of research done on the Kansas City area and research done about the Kansas City area. So to really provide one place to access that information.
Terrific. Yeah, the Kauffman Foundation is right across from UMKC campus.
Right.
And they're one of, probably the largest philanthropic foundations in the United States, and they're very supportive of educational research as well as entrepreneurship. And so what kinds of projects did you actually do for KC Research? What kinds of things are in that repository?
Well, it's a very wide collection of information. We have studies and statistics on racial profiling, reports by different counties on those topics, walkability studies, the Sasaki reports, which are on Kansas City's downtown development strategies and plans, as well as census data, issues on the environment, education, traffic, urban sprawl, crime, and law enforcement.
Now, is it part of your job to think about who might be generating content and go out and approach those organizations, or are you doing more of the technical sides of loading up the content?
Well, my job description was the technical side of the project. However, there were only two of us working on the project, so that really gave us a close collaboration on as to what we were doing. I mean, we had to create a collection development strategy. We had to find out what organizations would have information that would be relevant to our users, as well as who's going to be using this database and kind of gearing things towards different levels of users, from researchers down to students.
Great. Did you have people actually contact you and saying, you know what we really need is yada, 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 or did you just have to kind of think about what was out there and go get it?
A little bit of both. Once we had a few outings with the project, being able to state, you know, here's the project, here's what we're working on, oftentimes people would call us from that, from those meetings saying, wow, I'm really looking on information on such and such. Do you have anything? And if we did, we could pass that on. But if we didn't, that would be, oh, that's something else that we can look for.
Right. So there's probably a lot of work there yet to do.
There is. It's still a growing project. And actually, now that I'm gone, there are two new people on the project who've been there for almost a year now, one of whom is one of our students who graduated, Carly Bachman.
Right.
Yep.
So MU's really been helpful in
this
project.
Really has.
So, and I hope many public libraries are undertaking projects like this. They're terrific contributions to the municipalities. Now, so you're working at KCPL, and what motivated you to think about a PhD?
Really, I was talking to Charlie Seavey and John Budd, and they kind of recruited me into this. At first, it wasn't something that I'd thought of, but the more I thought about it, you know, I love libraries so much, and I think librarianship is such an important profession, and what better service that I can provide than to help teach future librarians.
And so it appealed to you. It's not easy for most people to walk away from a job with benefits and a salary, which is probably a little more than a PhD student makes. So it's quite a big decision to, and also to uproot a husband.
Yes,
and move him away.
He was definitely part of the deciding factor, but he agreed that it was a great opportunity that we needed to take advantage of.
Now, when you say it was a great opportunity, did you? Is there some financial assistance out there for people who might want to do this?
Oh, goodness, yes. I'd be eating ramen noodles otherwise. I'm on a grant from IMLS, which is the Institute of Museums and Library Services. And the grant is essentially there to create library educators. So my courses are paid for, as well as my student fees, and then I have a stipend to live off of.
And you are able to live off it, I gather.
It's not as much as I made when I was out into the larger world. However, you know, my health insurance is also paid for, so that's another thing that I don't have to worry about. You know, it is less than I was making before, but it's still doable, especially here in mid-Missouri.
Yeah, and it's short-term. So
yeah, exactly.
Or as long as you take getting through the program,
right.
So it's an incentive to get out the other end. For people that are interested or have ever even slightly remotely thought about a PhD, there are some grants available at MU. You don't have to go straight to IMLS to research this. And the contact this semester, winter 07, would be Doug Raber.
Yes.
And his email is raberne@missouri.edu. So if you would like more information or contact Heather, I'm sure she can direct you to the right
person. Absolutely.
But there is some money there, so we'd like to see someone speak up for it.
Yeah, and actually the grants that are going through right now have actually a higher stipend than I have. So,
wow.
If you're interested in.
sorry to hear that, yeah. But it sounds good. Now, how has your life changed as a doc student?
A lot. I'd have to say one big change is a lack of free time, which I was expecting, but that's quite normal. Between teaching my classes, taking my own classes, as well as doing research and working on projects with the faculty, that eats up a lot of my time.
And what are the good parts of it, and what's the downside of being a doc student?
Well, the good part is, I think, definitely the teaching. Taking an active role in educating future librarians, I'm finding it, I love teaching more than I ever thought I would. I love interacting with the students and talking to them about their questions and concerns, going over their programs and, you know, seeing what classes they're taking. And it's amazing how excited they are when they come through the program. And being able to interact with them on that level is just amazing.
Yeah, you kind of feel like you're making a difference and you're...
I hope so.
Yeah, do you have a new appreciation for what teachers do after this?
Absolutely. This is my first time that I've had the opportunity to actually teach on this level. You know, with the reference desk interactions, there is a certain amount of teaching involved there. But on a semester-long scale like this, it's a little bit different.
And let's see, how long do you expect to take to get through the program?
I've been here a year and a half now, and I expect 2 years longer. This time next year, I'll be finished with all my coursework, and we'll actually start working on my dissertation. And then that generally takes about a year to finish the dissertation.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear you're going to be around for a little while, because we enjoy you, and I hope you don't go too far away. Do you know offhand how many doc students we have in the program at the moment, just ballpark?
Actually, I do. Total is we have 53 students. Now, that is larger than you might think because we have the learning technology side as well as the information science side. The learning technology path has about 42 doctoral students, and that path focuses on research and development of information and learning systems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the information science or the library science section, there are only about 11 of us.
Okay, so we need a few more.
Yeah, okay. So we're definitely smaller. We do need a few more. And, you know, with the library side, we're analyzing and focusing on development of human elements of information and how people interact with information. So it's similar goals from looking at from different perspectives.
And I hear that there is, and I think many people know, maybe some people don't, that there is a serious lack of people seeking PhDs to go out and teach in the field of library science, so we need more people.
Absolutely, we do need more. I was looking at some statistics earlier, and this was within the last year, 44 new positions have been created as far as library science educators, and around 100 positions were open total for the last year. 70 PhD awards were awarded last year.
Wow, so we're looking for a few good people, I would say. I hope this interview generates a little interest in getting a PhD. We certainly have loads of people interested in getting the MLS. The two directions to go are different, but both equally rewarding. And Heather, thank you so much for enlightening us on what you're doing and the PhD program. I think you're going to be a great teacher, and you already are a great librarian.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
So lots of luck with the program, and I'll be seeing you soon. Thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Thank you to our listeners for joining us on this segment of On the Job. This program will be archived on the LIS Radio website at lisradio.missouri.edu.
Is your library making a difference in the lives of people it's dedicated to serving? If it is, then someone in that organization might win a graduate scholarship from the University of Missouri-Columbia. The Make a Difference Library Challenge is sponsored by the MU Graduate School and the MU School of Information Science and Learning Technologies. We challenge your library to make a difference in the quality of your constituents' lives through innovative programs that employ information-rich and technology-intensive strategies to meet their needs. For more information about the Make a Difference program, check out our website, makeadifference.missouri.edu. That's make-a-difference.missouri.edu.
This webcast is a production of the Library Science Program at the University of Missouri, Columbia.